Yes, gristlers, it's that time of the week again. It's a time to be chewing over the gristle of all the politics that's been going on in here in this lovely town of Sydney. And we're not going to do it this week. We're not going to do it because we have here at 2SER Radiothon. I'm Starvin Marvin, and look, there's lots of things coming up anyway. I think you should be with us. Keep listening. This is 2SER and the gristle. Oh, gristlers, what a week it has been. I'm sure you are listening to that presidential chat between Senor Biden and Senor Trump. What an interesting bunch of facts we got from the president during that particular one. I'm, of course, Starvin Marvin. This is The Gristle. I'm sure you're thinking of all things political right now when you're here on 2SER 107.3. But I'm not here with any of my buddies this week. No warm lettuce, no punditaker, no true debt. They're all missing because it's Radiothon, and that's no big problem because you can be part of it. You can give us a call on 95149500 or go to 2ser.com/subscribe or just go to 2ser.com. It's quite easy. You just go there and there's a little button on the top right hand side which says subscribe or donate. If you just want to donate, that's fine too. We don't mind because we just need to get your help. We're a community station. We're not supported by big business. We're not supported by big government. We're not supported by big things. Big things do not support us, and that's fine. We don't want big things. We are here for you. We're here for the little people. We're here for the ordinary people. That's what we're here for. So, look, why don't you give us a call, go onto the website, go to 2ser.com. You can do it from any of your devices, anything these days. It's very easy. And of course, if you wanted to listen to The Gristle live, you could also go to our app. We have our own 2SER app. Isn't that fantastic? We're also on iHeartRadio. Look, we're everywhere. And you can also stream us. We've had a lot of people today listening in places like Bathurst, in places like Brisbane, in places like Korea. It's been absolutely amazing. A lot of people have been supporting us here at 2SER, supporting all the great programming we have, all the really interestingly curated music shows that we have, all of our wonderful current affairs, of course, the other show that we like to mention, of course, is the current affairs and news that we have here on 2SER. And The Wire, of course, is the one that comes on just before us. I don't want to push that too much, but I think you should give it a listen at 6 o'clock weekdays. And that's something that that you don't get throughout any of the other outlets. You're looking at a lot of news and current affairs that's been put together and conflated and stuff that people have picked up from news services. There isn't a lot of independent news nowadays, and here at 2SER, we do have independent news. We have independent people coming in who don't have any particular axes to grind, apart from the axe to grind, to look after people who aren't being well looked after, people that haven't got the resources behind them that a lot of people have. So, look, keep us going. Everything starts aging, people, the equipment, everything starts falling apart at the station sooner or later. And it's just a continuing thing. It costs a bit of money. Look, everything costs money, doesn't it, these days? The charges for Foxtel, the charges for Netflix, the charges for your phone accounts, everything seems to go up. People say, it's a 10% for inflation. And you think, wait a minute, we haven't got any inflation, have we? The Reserve Bank is saying, we're going to cut things down to point something of a percent. What is that? Point something of a percent. I mean, it's nothing, is it? I mean, what are we talking about here? So, we're getting ripped off by people left, right and centre. And we here at 2SER, we're trying to make sure that these people don't get the better of you. So keep us going. Give us a call, 95149500 or or you can go straight to the website. And that's probably a darn good idea, because I'm not sure that everyone's going to be hanging around too much longer outside here, but you can give it a go. You never know. You never know. So, look, there's lots of different ways you can subscribe, and there's lots of different levels. And you may have heard us say this before in previous years, but just in case, you could be a new listener, a new Gristler listener, and you might want to give us a bit of support. Now, if you're a concession holder or a student, it's only $40. It's not too much. That's for the whole year. And you become part of us here, the 2SER family. And then the next level is an $80 standard subscriber. And at $160, you're a passionate, what we call passionate subscriber. We love you and you love us. And we'll send you an exclusive Radiothon 2020 T-shirt, which has been designed by one of our own 2SER people here. So you'll know it's really good. And, of course, we don't get rubbish. This is good quality T-shirt stuff here. That's why you should perhaps look at the passionate at $160. That's for a whole year. So, you know, you don't have to worry about it. It's for a whole year. Or if you don't want to worry about, if you just want to get it done, be a supporter, be a subscriber, you can do it. $600 is the lifetime. So as long as you live, for as long as you live, you can be part of 2SER. You get to be, we never bother you again for any sort of money. So, well, we say that now, but look, we won't. I make this commitment to you. If you become a lifetime subscriber, we won't bother you again. We won't mention again. In fact, we'll give you a week's full of free content for the next year, so that you don't have to worry about listening to us asking you for money the next time. But of course, if you want to, that's fine. No problem at all. So you look at it from that perspective. It's always good value. And oh God, you know, Gristlers, you'd be thinking, we've lost a lot of good people this year, haven't we? The budget that came up was supposed to be earlier and has come a bit later. We saw standing up there the tall figure of the Terminator, Matthias. God, haven't we missed him? And of course, now he's gone. He's gone. He's hoping to be joining the OECD, and it makes you think back to some of his highlights. And here's one of them here. I'd just like to play this for you.
Very caring and very much in touch. And Bill Shorten, every single day, is promoting our National Economic Plan for Jobs and Growth, which is, of course, exactly what Australia needs.
Yes, it's what Australia needs, jobs and growth. And, of course, Matthias, great supporter of Bill Shorten always. We knew that right from the beginning. And we're going to miss him a lot, aren't we? A lot of people have gone from politics. When you think back over the year, missing a lot of people. And, of course, one of our favourites used to be here on the Gristle was Christopher Pyne. And here he is. He can fix things. Oh, and there he is. There he is.
By funding it in another way, which you'll find out in the budget.
Why can't you tell us?
I want it to be a surprise for you. A surprise.
I'll just put him back.
How
here we go.
Fix it? I fixed it by funding it in another way, which you'll find out in the budget.
Why can't you tell us?
I want it to be a surprise for you.
All right.
I fixed it.
Yeah, he fixed it. And he's fixed a lot of other things since he's gone into a private industry, which, of course, a lot of people didn't. If he'd have only known. Other people that have known that have perhaps been before ICAC recently, he could have been doing all this earlier on if he'd been in the New South Wales Parliament. It's not that hard. Apparently, you're allowed to just continually get a few little kickbacks on things. So it's a shame for poor old Chris. He's been in politics for yonks, wasn't he? He was in for one of the longest people in, but he went into politics when he was in his 20s. And there he was, and he could have been, you know, getting a lot of this. His bank balance could have been completely boosted because of all that. So poor old Chris. Anyway, let's get back to thinking about us. I mean, you know, Chris has got his own form of income, and that's great news for him. But if you were thinking of supporting us here at 2SER and on the Gristle, you could give us a call right now on 9514 9500, or can zip over to your computer or your iPad or any sort of devicey thing which is connected to the ether there, you know, in your home, in your office, out in the streets there where you get some free Wi-Fi from somewhere. It's always, isn't it great when you get free Wi-Fi? It's just bad when you get all those little nudges and news things that pop up which you don't really want. And you can do all that. Look, and be part of us, what we do here at 2SER. You know, we're a community station, so we're a community. And that's what's great about being here at 2SER. You're part of a community, and you can be part of it. Now, some of the things that can happen to you when you do this, you can get prizes because you go into drawers for all of these great things that people have been giving us. There's people have been giving us things, you know, for weeks now, just so that we can bring them and give them to you. Now, look, if you're sort of thinking, I'm been in sitting around in Newtown, you know, locked up for a long while, and I'm sick of the food I've been eating. Well, we've got a vegan mystery box for 6 months from the Cruelty Free Shop. So you, for 6 months, you can never worry again about where in the hell this food has come from and what's been done to it. This mystery box may be a mystery to you when you receive it, but there's no mystery that about where it's come from. It's not going to be from anyone that's practicing any cruel practices, being nasty to sunflowers when you're getting your sunflower oil, any of those sort of things. These things will be pure and free to you for 6 months. Fantastic. Now, if you're feeling like a bit of a tipple towards the end of the week, you might want to be thinking about the $150 drinks voucher. Now, a drinks voucher is always very, very good at the end of the week. It's something you really need. And who wants to be, you know, wanting to try and find out where your card is and tapping away and all this sort of stuff? If you get a voucher, just hand it over and you say, look, that's it. You know, fill me up and send me out when you've finished reach the limit of the $150. That's what you should do. And that's another great thing that can happen to you if you subscribe here to us on 2SER 107.3. So you go to the website and you go, it's 2SER.com. And then there's a big button thing that says support or donate. That's what you do. And then you say, oh, I listen to the Gristle. That's what you do. And there's a box down the bottom. You say, you know, what do you like about 2SER and who do you listen to? Well, you listen to us, don't you? Us Gristlers here on 2SER 107.3. Now, you can also get a pass to lots of good arty type stuff, you know, if you're interested in improving your mind, in improving you know, improving your whole being, something for the soul when you see some really good art. So you can go and see the Archibald. Who's won? Who are the contenders? Who has won the Archibald Prize? What was the Packers, the backpackers, not the Kerry Packers or anything, the backpackers, or not the backpackers, what do they call it? The packing room prize or whatever. There's also the Sulman. Arthur Streeton apparently has got a few little paintings out there at the art gallery, which you might want to have a look at. Lots of things. A lot of museums that are coming into you if you are lucky enough. And to be lucky, you've got to be in it to win it, haven't you? So give us a call on 9514 9500 or go to 2ser.com/support. Now, I did mention Kerry Packer there. He was kind of nominated at one point when he went to a Royal Commission or Senate hearing, I think. And he was at the Senate hearings and people thought he performed so well. They thought, why haven't we got a guy like this as Prime Minister? And this is one of the things that they heard.
I mean, in evidence to the Costigan Royal Commission, you were asked about a large amount of cash you kept in your safe and you said they were needed for punting and shares.
I thought those were privileged documents.
I'm sorry,
I mean, that's a bit late, isn't it?
I'll just give you an example, Mr. Pepper.
You're giving me an example of what?
Of how if people need to get round the FIRB...
You're giving me an example of something that I was exonerated from and hijacked into before, the Costigan inquiry, and you're sitting here under parliamentary privilege, dragging that up again, having been exonerated by the parliament of this country. I think you've got a damned hide.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pepper.
Got a damned hide. You know, people don't say that to senators often enough, do they? That's something we've been missing out on. Now, I don't know what I saw James going through the inquiry for the Crown Casino inquiry just a few days ago. And gee, it brought back memories, didn't it? You know, you thought, God, Kerry was such a good performer in front of those committees. I thought James didn't do such a bad job either. He was a packer to his boots. The Packers really, you know, have been the mainstay of, business and influence and a lot of things here in this town of Sydney, this wonderful town of Sydney. They're one of our own in a way. We're also one of your own here at 2SER and on the Gristle. So, look, give us a call, 9514 9500. Go to the website, 2SER.com. It's pretty easy, isn't it? 2SER.com. SER.com. It's not much to do. And then there's two little buttons at the top. One is donate and the other is subscribe. And if you do the subscribe one, then you can choose between $40. If you're on a concession, you can use $80, which is the standard subscriber, or you can be passionate like we are here on the Gristle, $160, and you get the free T-shirt. It's nothing like a free T-shirt, is there? People do lots of weird things to get free T-shirts. And this one is going to be a limited edition. You will be able to walk around the streets of Sydney thinking, you know, not many people have got this. And not many more people are going to get it because we're not going to make it ever again. This will become valuable. In years to come, you'll be able to sell this on eBay and retire gracefully in comfort and luxury for the rest of your life. That's one of the things we can do for you here on 2SER and The Gristle. And, of course, if you just want to get it done and think, you know, I want to fix this for the rest of my life, which could be, and I hope it's a long life, I really do. And that's $600. And, you know, look, if you're going to live another 50 years, that's not bad value. If you're like me and, you know, you could pop off at any moment, well, you know, maybe just go for the passionate. But look, I think the lifetime does present exceptional value. And of course, any actuary that you can pick up, you know, perhaps down at the pub if you're allowed to go to a socially distanced event, any actuary that you might be chatting to at the bar could perhaps tell you that it is going to be a very good bet for you to go as a lifetime subscriber to us. In fact, I'm sure actuaries all around Sydney are thinking that right now. They're going, you know, they've done a bit of back of the envelope work. They've gone there, they've sharpened their pencils, and they've thought, you know, this lifetime subscriber isn't such a bad idea. Only $600 and never, never again. It's always good. So I think have a look at that. It's probably a good thing to have a look at. Now, on the Gristle here, we do talk a little bit about politics in the past, and there aren't many politicians around that are particularly charismatic, are there? And often it's when they're in their most direst moments that they rise to the occasion. And look, I just couldn't leave you for too much longer without putting on a little bit of Gough. Now, here's Gough. You'll remember this.
Ladies and gentlemen, well may we say, God save the Queen. Because nothing will save the Governor General.
Yeah, Gough knew how to work a crowd, didn't he? We don't have people like that anymore, do we? Or do we? Would Peter Dutton be able to wow the crowd like that? I don't know. But look, if you were interested in going to see Peter Dutton in Queensland at some point, what you might want to do is to go to Sydney Airport and stay the night. Because, look, the traffic is ramping up in Sydney again. We had a bit of a you know, blinder going into these last couple of weeks because it was so easy. People were staying at home. They were working from home. They weren't doing anything. And you could just drive anywhere. It wasn't a problem. Courier drivers were in like a pig in mud, weren't they? They're just loving it. And, of course, now people are getting back to their old routines. traffic's not so great anymore. I mean, I'm just looking outside now and there's cars everywhere. There's another car now. Look at that. And there's a bus coming by. There's people everywhere. So, look, if you do get to go to Queensland and after the Queensland election, we might get some certainty on this. But after the Queensland election, we might be able to get to Queensland. And if we did to do that, you know, if you wanted to go and go to a Peter Dutton rally at some point, well, you could stay overnight at Sydney Airport the night before. So this is great. You know, you're there, you're at the airport, you can have a night out, just enjoy yourself. You don't have to worry about getting to the flipping airport in the morning through all that traffic or trying to find somewhere to get to a railway station and all your bags and crap. You know, somebody can take you there from the Citadines Connect. And it's beautiful. The value is $580. Now, that's pretty good value, isn't it? So that's something that you will get if you go to 2SER.com and go to it. And let's say that we, you know, you may want to be just a regular subscriber. It's only $80. And you put it in your credit card and away you go. And you could then think, well, wait a minute, now I can arrange something so that I can nip up to Queensland the minute Anastasia Palaszczuk or Deb Frecklington, possibly, you never know, decides to open up things a little bit. They could have opened up things while I've been speaking. Who knows? Who knows what goes on in Queensland? It's not easy to work it out, is it? So, look, that's a very big option and something I could recommend highly to most people, even though I've never done it myself. But it sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? All these things sound like really good ideas, and I think it's something you should get into here. And Gristlers, we've got these things here for you. So you do that for us, and we're going to keep putting in for you week after week here on The Gristle, slagging off anyone that needs a bit of slagging off. We'll do that here for you on The Gristle and get everyone in. And look, opinions that you've never heard before and probably some that you've heard far too often, but we will get them in here and you'll be able to listen to us continue on here at The Gristle every week, week in, week out, for the next year, as long as it takes. So we will keep doing that until things get better in this town. Now, another thing you could do is to take a Young Henry's Brewery tour for you and 12 Hens. Now, this is great for Gristlers because Gristlers are very sociable animals, and getting 12 friends together is not too hard. And unless you're me, of course, the Starvin' Marvin, who has no friends here in the Gristle studio at the moment. But look, we are social distancing and doing the right thing here at 2SER, which is what we always try to do. Anyway, but if you want to keep me company, you could give me a call on 9514-9500. I'd love to have someone rush in here and say, someone has given you a call, Starvin. And I'm sure, look, people are just waiting to get to the phone. And look, I understand it's not easy at this time of night. People are busy. There's things to do and, you know, people to meet and all that sort of thing. So, you know, do that. Now, some of the other things that you might want to think about is that we're doing this radiothon, and when you become a subscriber, you get a subscriber pack. And as part of the subscriber pack, you get a free magazine, which is 60 pages of full-on colour. It's just colour everywhere. Every page has colour on it. It's amazing. I don't know how they do it. And it might be the four-colour printing method. I'm not sure. And it features stories about things we've done on 2SER, past and present, things that you may have missed. Like, I understand you're not listening all of the time because you do have a life to lead. I understand that. But we're just trying to help you lead that life in as good a way as possible. You know, it's lead a good life and you'll get rewarded for it. And that's what you could do when you reward us with your subscription on 2SER.com/subscribe. See, in previous years it was support, wasn't it? But we're subscribing now because subscriptions are the big thing in this radiothon, even though you may not think it's pretty similar. It's a similar sort of thing, so don't worry about it. Now, look, eligibility and prizes are part of the deal, but it's, you know, it's not hard to be eligible. You've just got to be sort of a person with a pulse and a card, really. That's what you need. So if you've got that, now's the time to get on the phone, get on the blower, get on the internet. Are you on the internet? You must be, surely, by now. So get out your smartphone, your smart tablet. Maybe you can do it from your smart TV. Give that a go. See if that works. I mean, if it's a touchscreen, you could probably do it very easily. So, look, give that a go. I mean, make it a challenge to yourself. You know, if you're the sort of person that doesn't like to do things too easily, maybe that's something you could do. So I'm sure Christopher Pine would do something like that. He'd be going, oh, I wonder if I can do it on the screen of my TV, you know. So he'd probably fix it quite good. So, look, I think Christopher Pine might be one of the people that might be able to do that sort of thing. So I think maybe you could too. If he can do it, a lot of people could do it. That's what I think. So give it a go. Give us a call. We do a lot of things here at 2SER that you don't realise often. We do these podcasts too. Now, if you ever go to our app, you will see all these little podcast things, you know, popping up on the bottom of it, which you can choose, as well as look for them, of course, if you know what they are. But we have been doing podcasts for quite a few years now, and some of us have got quite good at it. I don't include myself in that, of course, but there are a lot of people here who have been very, very professional with some of the podcasting sessions that they've done and seasons that they've done, and there's a lot of really, really good content which you can listen to on demand, and that's something else we do here. We do things on demand. People demand things of me all the time. And look, we've got someone coming into the studio right now. I might just play you some of our night crickets. Yeah, that was them. So anyway, the things you can do right now is give us a call on 92-9514-9500. And thank you so much if you've already donated, if you've already subscribed. We really appreciate it. It's something that, look, a lot of people think, oh, you know, we've been doing all this all year. Has it really made any difference? We think it does make a bit of a difference. And people do seem to enjoy listening to something that isn't the same as what you hear everywhere else. And we appreciate it when you appreciate us. Thank you so much for doing what you've done to keep us going. And it keeps us going, just to know that you're out there, actually. So that's why we ask you to give us a call. And looks like some people have given us a call. Anthony, who have we got? Tiffany from Randwick. Oh, thank you so much, Tiffany. It's really nice of you to ring in. And I really appreciate it. And nice of Anthony to answer the phone, because he shouldn't have been doing that right now. He should have been having a break, but there you go. Everyone's been putting in, and so have you. Thanks a lot, Tiffany. Really appreciate it. And I know there's been people online as well. So don't think we don't appreciate it here in the Gristle. We love doing the Gristle. You know, do you get that feeling? Do you get the feeling that we like, you know, sort of, you know, disagreeing with one another and yelling at one another at times, or just having a good old time here on the radio? We do love it, and we love you to love it as well. We know there's a lot of people out there that are interested in what goes on, what runs our great nation, what runs our city, and also some of the hypocrisy that goes on, and the type of things that people think they're doing and think they're fooling us on. And we're not fooled, are we, Gristlers? We know what's really going on. So that's something that... that we're quite proud of. So, look, I might just sign off from now. I might put on a little bit of maybe The House of the Rising Sun might be rather good. And, of course, we're going to move across the park, getting all ready out there. They're all pumped up. Well, one of them is anyway. And Joel's ready to take your calls in a few minutes. So thanks for listening to us here on The Gristle. Really appreciate it. And keep listening. We'll be back again next week.